Arizona. It's Sanderson Ford country. Did a little drive up to Arizona Snow Bowl this past week, just to sneak in one more little day on the slopes. Threw my brother in the car, and he was bragging all the way up about his new Lincoln Aviator. I mean,
was he driving it?
No, he didn't want to take it where it could get dirty.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, he said, "Rosie, I kept the 10-year-old Expedition just so I could take it on dirty roads, but I'm not going to let the Aviator get dirty. It's a beautiful, beautiful pearl white. It's got like a big screen TV on the dashboard, and it even talks to you through imaging in the windshield. It's really a pretty incredible vehicle. So if I were like carving notches in my gun barrel, like an old gunslinger, about every family member that ever ended up going to Sanderson Ford and being happy, I would have to have a lot of notches. And I've got my little Carol Grace getting ready to do exactly the same thing. You and Jordan are going to trade in that 10-year-old long bed F-250 he lugs around town all day, huh?
It's time for Trudy to go. You've convinced us. It's time to get down there and look at a Ranger and upgrade that bad boy.
Oh, y'all would look really good in a Ranger. Really, really good. That's just one more family member that I'll be sending down to Sanderson Ford. I've sent family there for 30 years. I've sent friends there for 30 years. And I've been sending you, the Arizona homeowners, there for over 15 years. If you want a car buying experience that's unparalleled, where you're treated like family, get over to Glendale. Folks, this is the most award-winning Ford dealership in America. They've been family-owned and operated since they opened 64 years ago. They're on 64 acres of gorgeous Ford vehicles. If you're in the vehicle shopping mode, just get in your car and go over to Sanderson Ford or log on to sandersonford.com and get approved, do your shopping, and they'll deliver the car to your driveway. It can't get any easier than that. Sanderson Ford, take it from me. You'll thank me.
And it's time for our weekly to-do. We kind of talked about Homezada in the last segment a little bit. Try not to get high-centered on that because there's so many things this app does. You just talk about it, the whole broadcast did not run out. But what we've done with our home maintenance calendar is have a weekly to-do in there that helps us keep up with our maintenance, and you can log and track those weekly to-dos in your Rosie on the House app, and you can even assign it to other people.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's worth that, and the home inventory app are worth it.
The inventory is part of the app, yes.
That alone makes it worth it.
So our weekly to-do this week
It's about windows.
And that's generally not something as a do-it-yourself thing because most of us don't build our own windows in our backyard.
And Carol had a question from a caller or a listener that actually came in this week. Carol, you want to air that question before I bring Sal in?
It was more a comment from the Pella segment we had a few weeks ago. Got a lot of feedback. That was one of those segments I call a hot streak. Lots of feedback on that.
Okay.
Miss Mary said, "I desperately am in need of soundproofing my windows. I believe your guest commented about the possibility of changing out certain windows and turning them into picture windows if the situation could warrant it. After hearing him, I think I have the ideal situation where a sliding dual pane window can be turned into a triple pane picture window. What does that process look like? I am in desperate need to get this noise out of my house."
Well, sound isolation is one of those life decisions that will drive you to start shopping windows. Let's bring Sal Sicato in, owner of Dunright Windows, Rosie Certified Window Replacement Specialist. Sal, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, on that one question, that one homeowner reaching out with excessive sound coming through an area of the house and the windows of the house, where would we take that client?
Well, you don't always want to focus on changing it from an operating window to a picture window. What you want to focus on is the glass. The best way to make your window more sound deadening or a higher STC rating is by going with an offset glass. That means your inner pane piece of glass will be thicker or thinner than your exterior pane piece of glass.
And you're separating each pane by how much space?
It really depends on the thickness of the glass that you pick. Typically, most windows are designed to accept a 7/8-inch overall glass thickness. So if you go with, let's say, 1/4 over 3/16, whatever that difference is going to be your spacer on the inside.
All right. So there's a great tip. They do make windows engineered to try and kill the noise or deaden the noise or reduce the noise. That's just one reason you might be window shopping. What are some of the other reasons?
Well, energy efficiency. So energy efficiency with your double pane windows and your low E coatings, you can have various different amounts. You can block or block out as much as 85% and 98% of that UV coming through your glass.
That eliminates any furniture or upholstery fading that the UV is causing through the untreated windows.
Absolutely. Or the pictures hanging on the walls.
You know, one of the reasons over the years I think that I have encountered homeowners looking for windows, it seems like to me I get the calls a lot during the monsoon season where they're just tired of the blowing dust sitting inside the house on the windowsill. What do I have to do to seal these windows up? Sal, you're not old enough, but it's really kind of a shame the windows we were putting in houses back in the 60s.
The steel casement windows, we take them out all day. We see them. Never even engineered with a seal on them.
Oh, man. But dust intrusion now is something we've got engineered into all good window frames.
Correct. So anything with a weep hole system is going to block out the vast majority of your dust coming into the home.
And we're going to treat that in a multiple variety of frame types. Talk through the different materials we could be looking at for our window frame.
Well, there's definitely a lot of frame materials. You have aluminum. From there, you have an upgraded aluminum, meaning a thermally broken aluminum. And that separates the exterior and the interior so that heat doesn't conduct through the frame material. From there, you have your softer material being your vinyl product. A step up from that, you have a fiberglass or a Fibrex material. And then going above that, you have an aluminum clad. So it would be a aluminum exterior and a wood interior, either a pre-finished or stained or painted product.
Boy, and I tell you, this fiberglass product that's rolled out in the last 10 or 15 years seems to me to be the window for the Southwest. The best buck for the bang. That's my personal opinion. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. I don't mind being corrected, but I love that window.
It's definitely your strongest material with the most longevity to it. If we step it down, you're looking at the vinyl material, which is your softest material, not going to have anything close to longevity as your fiberglass. Versus if we go a step up and you have the aluminum clad wood interior, aluminum exterior, you have a lot of maintenance with that product to keep it up.
Oh, boy. I deal with people looking at home energy audits all the time, and they wonder why this one room won't cool off. And often I'll just walk into the bedroom with my thermal imaging gun, and I'll just shoot the aluminum window frame facing west in the middle of the afternoon in an August afternoon, and the aluminum window frame is 145 degrees. And I'll say, I wonder if that could be contributing to how warm this room is.
Absolutely. That, and if it was a single pane window, that's going to allow 81% of that heat to transfer through.
81%. The windows are your eyes to the outside. They are what allow you to enjoy the outside while sitting in your conditioned environment inside. But in the same token, they are your weakest link to protecting your conditioned space. It makes a big difference, the quality of life you can have inside based on how good a window you've got installed. Sal, I really appreciate you dropping in on us and helping us out on the window topic. What haven't we covered? You're not very busy right now, are you?
Yeah, we're definitely busy. Just talking back real quick to your original question on the triple pane.
Yes.
Triple pane is definitely an available option if you do need to make it more sound deadening. It depends on the STC rating you're looking for. We typically match the house and don't go over any more sound deadening than what the walls are. So there's many different products in that area, and we can get a true sound deadening window, or you just go for the most bang for your buck, and that's going to be the offset glass on a double pane.
That's a great tip. No reason to have your window more acoustically insulated than your wall. You really aren't getting anything done. That's Sal of Done-Right. Sal, thanks a million for joining us. Sal is the Rosie Certified Window Replacement Specialist serving the greater Phoenix metro area.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
And Sal, I know you're busy, but if somebody wanted to make an appointment, how would they reach you?
Reach out to our office at 602-456-2227, or you can log on at www.azwindowreplacement.com.
All right, Sal. Thanks a million. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be hard not to have a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day out there. Talking about a little bit how busy everybody is. I'd like to do an appeal, a selfish appeal, quite frankly. Our little company, Rosie Wright Remodeling, cannot take another job for several months. Now, if you're currently in meetings with us, I'm not talking to you, but if you haven't called us and you want something done, we are literally months out. And the primary reason for that is we can't find good trained help. So if you happen to be a new transplant from California and you've got experience in managing remodeling projects and you think you're good enough to get trained by the best, Mr. Don Breeze and Bruce Stumbo, to join the Rosie Wright Remodeling for a company we anticipate growing fairly significantly over the next decade, we'd love to hear from you, not as a job change, but as a career move. We're looking for people, male or female, experienced in computer skills, communication skills, and familiar with construction science of remodeling residential homes in a way that will stand up to the reputation we've built over the last 40 years. I think I can say there isn't anybody in Arizona that's been remodeling homes longer, that's done as much work as we have, that has stayed 100% complaint-free, never having a complaint filed at the Register of Contractors or the Better Business Bureau, or having to pay an attorney one penny to settle an argument. I think we can say that at Rosie Wright Remodeling. If that's the kind of company you'd like to be associated with, we'd love for you to reach out to us at rosieonthehouse.com.